I'll be honest with y'all. I don't smoke weed, but I let people think I do, because it makes me make more sense to people. Like, if I told you my thoughts and you knew I was sober, you'd be like, ooh, is he slow or something? What's going on? But if I told you my thoughts and you thought I was high, you'd be like, he really on to something. I like how he thinks. That's fire right there. I'll give you an example right now. Like, I wish I could talk to bugs. And not all the animals. I'm not trying to get input from everybody, just bugs. Because I feel like it would save a lot of lives, you know. Because how many times have you been at home chilling, and in the corner of the room you just hear... But if you could talk to bugs, if you could be like, hey, bruh, no. Not tonight. I'm not in the mood. I'm gonna open the window. I'm gonna need you to leave. And then he'd be like, sorry. But because we don't speak their language, it's just every time. It's just murders in your house. Let's say you bring somebody home. You have a date. Date's going well. Date comes back with you to your place. You in the Netflix portion of the Netflix and chill. You got the arm around. Y'all making out. And then just a cockroach walk out to the middle of the room. If you could just be like, Carl, no. Not tonight. I got company here. Come on now. Come on, bro. He'd be like, I'm sorry. That's my bad. Even she'd be understanding. She'd be like, he had no way of knowing I was coming. That's okay. It happens. If I could talk to bugs, first bug that I talked to would be a praying mantis. I'd just walk up to him and be like, she ain't good for you, dog. Nah, don't do this. You and the boys for a little while. She just using you for your body, okay? No, not even sex. You got a tasty ass head and she wants to eat you. I watch the news sometimes when I'm like not depressed enough, you know? You know, sometimes you're having a good day, you turn on the news, you're like, let's see who else is having a good day. And the news is like, nobody. Nobody having a good day. Everybody dies. So I turned on the news and I saw Kamala Harris was in Jakarta. And she was in an interview with a journalist. And during the interview, the journalist asked her if she would be ready, willing, and able to take up the office of president if Biden was, for whatever reason, incapacitated. And she said, yes, and it was just too quick. That's way too fast. And don't get me wrong, that's literally her job. Her job to be there in case he not there, she there, right? That's her whole job. But she said yes, like she been dropping banana peels at the White House for years. That's way too fast. She said yes, like every time Biden get on some steps, her mouth water. Just like, okay, it's the day. All right, I'm gonna get my promotion. Oh, he about to miss that third step. Let me get the right pantsuit on. She said it like just anytime she's walking down the stairs behind him, she sees her head shaking like she about to lean forward. I could be a world leader. And you could tell, she could tell she said yes too fast. Because she said, yeah, so he asked her, she was like, yes, ooh. Like, shit. And so then she started backtracking, which just made it sound worse. She was like, I'm just answering your hypothetical. Like, you the one over here asking a question about Biden stronger than ever. All right, calm down. Do y'all see that they want to impeach Biden now? Do you see they're trying to open the investigation and impeach Biden? It's starting to feel like if you don't get impeached, you weren't really president. Like, this started to feel like street cred for presidents, you know what I mean? They want to impeach you. Here's my thing about Biden. And calm down, because I can already feel it. For real. Like, I said two words and already people were like, what? Like, it was... This is what's so annoying about being American right now. You get like two words in and people try to suss out where you are. Like, we haven't done that since the Civil War. Like, chill out. I said two things. I just said, here's my thing about buying it. Immediately, I could feel y'all's eyes on me like, oh, I didn't know they invited Candace Owens' brother to do a set. No, just here's my thing about Biden. I don't know. You know what I mean? Like, I feel like if you show me evidence, I'll consider something. I'm not a biased person. Maybe he doing everything that the Republicans say he doing, but when we look over at him, he just look tired. Like, yeah, he doesn't look, I mean, I'm not even saying he can't be corrupt. I'm saying he doesn't look capable right now. He look... You know, maybe he's the worst criminal that we've ever had in the office, but when you look over at him, he just looked like the Snoop Dogg of soup. Yeah, yeah, everything Snoop Dogg did for weed, Biden doing for soup right now. Like, he making soup cool. He trying to get the kids into soup. You know what I mean? Like, it feels odd, you know, because it's like maybe he's a criminal mastermind, but it feels like he just hanging on. You know what I mean? That's a grandpa, and we put him to work. We did that, you know? You can't possibly believe that Biden is this criminal mastermind, but then also, anytime he make it through a speech, we're like, that was pretty good. That was, No, he really crushed that. He didn't slip on any of the S's. That was well done. You know what I mean? There was a couple T's, and he stuck them like Simone Biles. I'm really proud of him. Well done. No, there is one thing I will say, honestly, that Biden will be doing that's not on the up and up. If you watch as many press conferences as I watch with Biden talking, it's only when they ask him a good-ass question he start acting senile. I'm not going to lie. Like, anytime they got a good-ass question dead to rights, that's when he start talking about Disneyland and hanging out on Mars with Larry Bird. I'm like, you were fine a second ago. Like, you know, this feels weird. I don't know why more world leaders don't do that. You know, a lot of them are old, just start doing the Biden card. You get in trouble. That's what Putin should do. Think about it. Putin would buy a lot of goodwill if he just fell down a flight of steps every day. If every day for a month, Putin just, like just every day. You'd be catching people a month from now being like, he's a fucking war criminal. And we'd be like, yeah, but it looked like he got bad knees. Leave him alone. They try to interview him. They're like, why are you still laying siege to Ukraine? And he's like, Ukraine? Is that one of my grandbabies? Like, and they're even coming for Hunter now. You saw Hunter got indicted. That's wild. They really coming for the Bidens hard, you know. I love Hunter. I really do. No, hear me out. I do. I love Hunter because I'm just so glad that the first person to smoke crack in the White House was white. That's beautiful. That is absolutely incredible. Especially if you know the history of crack in the U.S. You're like, wow, yes. Thank goodness. It really makes the White House to crack relationship feel like it's come full circle now. Yeah? I am disappointed, though. I'm not going to lie to you. I really do wish that Hunter would just get Joe to smoke crack. That would be the most fire presidency of all time. I know nobody's on board with this, but hear me out, okay? First of all, Biden will never fall again, all right? Crackheads do not fall, okay? You could push Biden and he still hit an angle. Like, it's like, I'm telling you, he'd never go down again. You'd never have to worry. He would skip steps on the way up. My man would be fucking feeling himself. You'd never have a boring press conference again. Biden press conferences are snooze fest right now. Just, you know what I mean? Not on crack. Not on crack. He'd be like, what? What was that? He got to scream because he sold the mic for money for more crack. But like, what was that? And Republicans would love if Biden was on crack because he'd finally be as bad of a president as they've been saying he is. Republicans could finally be like, he sold Indiana for $6 to China, all right? What the fuck we gonna do? We got citizens over there. And then as liberals, we would love if Biden was on crack, because we'd finally have a Trump. You know what I mean? We act like we don't need a Trump, but we need one. We really do. As liberals, we need a Trump. We care about everybody feeling too much, but we get Biden smoking crack, Joe just going off. He not in control of what he's saying. We'd finally have a bully on our side, you know? Marjorie Taylor Greene be up there like, Joe Biden, you're a piece of shit. And then Joe, fully cracked out. Fully cracked out. It's like, oh, Mart, I'm a piece of shit? Well, you a lonely bitch. Aren't you getting divorced this year? Hope those conspiracy theories could keep you warm, lonely bitch. Oh, be incredible. You would have to like rein him in though. You'd see Joe trying to wash the windshields of Air Force One. Mr. President, get down. Get down right now. Oh, it would be dope, man. How do I put this? I'll be honest with you, I've watched some porn before in my life. Thank you. And this is my thing. Porn, it gives people unrealistic expectations, you know what I mean? And we all know what they say about men, that porn gives men unrealistic expectations of sex, because porn makes men think, oh, if I just touch her elbow with my penis, she gonna lose it, you know what I mean? Like, if I just touch you, I'm like, ah! Thank you. But it's not just for men, it's for everyone. Porn gives everyone unrealistic expectations of sex, you know? Like, it makes men think that the sex, they're about to be sex gods. And it makes women think that the sex is about to be, like, good or whatever. You know what I mean? Everybody's going to be disappointed.